Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama ko ngayon si John Mark Desinganyo at ating pag-uusapan kung paano nga ba mabuhay sa teatro. Magandang araw, John Mark.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Salamat sa panahon mo. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I can't understand Tagalog.
So do I ask you in English?
If you can.
Okay. Just tell me when you don't understand.
Yeah, I will.
So John Mark, lumipat ka dito, 7 months old.
Yes, I moved here when I was 7 months.
And you grew up with two sisters. Mm-hmm. One ate, mm-hmm. one baby sister. Mm-hmm. So, paano yung bahay niyo nung lumalaki kayo sa Australia, galing Pilipinas, nung 90s?
What was it like growing up in the 90s as a Filipino? That's a really interesting question. Because I think assimilation worked really well.
and that was the buzzword back then.
Yeah, yeah. That was the expectation, right? For families to move over and then assimilate. And apart from... we grew up in Noble Park in Dandenong. And apart from eating adobo, apart from seeing family every now and then on the weekends, the rest of my life, or at that age...
Primary school
especially... some of the early years of high school, I keep forgetting that I was brown. I keep forgetting that I was Filipino. My name was John then. So I always forgot that I was Filipino. My accent is this. I remember applying for a job once, and back then you would send in a letter and your resume, and they received it. And then they would call you for an interview over the phone, and then to invite you into the workplace to meet you. So the first time I send a letter, and my name is John Desengano, and then they call me to have a phone interview, and they hear my voice, and then they assume that I was Italian. Because Desengano sounds Italian. And then they see me when I come in for the interview, and they're completely shocked. They went, but you sound Australian, and your name is Desengano, but you look Asian. What happened? So, yeah, there was a lot of forgetting that I was Filipino. Then when I was between 27 and even till now, there's a reclamation of cultural identity. There's a exploration of what it means for me to call myself Filipino or Filipino Australian. There's a lot of advocacy for young people to explore their identity and understand that it's okay if you don't understand it yet.
But when you said that there was a lot of forgetting at home, weren't you reminded? You ate rice for dinner.
It. But I was never, I wasn't surrounded by other Filipino families. Well, not many, right?
Just your cousins.
Just my cousins and maybe another family friend. Our school didn't have a lot of Filipinos in it. Even in high school, in Dandenong High School, a lot of students, a lot of Asians, not a lot of Filipinos. So I didn't know what being Filipino meant because I had no reference point. Mum and Dad spoke English at home so that we could perfect our English. Therefore, I can't speak Tagalog. And I would blame them a lot, right? And that's not fair because I'm now 39 years old and I can choose to learn Tagalog if I want to.
Don't worry.
I'm just lazy.
We speak Tagalog at home, but my children answer back in English.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
But they do know... a bit when they want a bit of marites, as we would say, goss.
yeah, right.
So it's
right.
They understand contextual, as you do, which is also important.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand a little bit here and there. But I sound like this. I've always had this a strong Australian accent. I remember I do this impersonation of my dad. He hates it. But you know, you can hear when there is this generation of Filipino males that are trying to sound Australian, and it's quite like, and when you're a child and you're listening to that, it's quite formative. So my accent becomes like this. This is just the normal way I speak. But when I do meet with other Filipinos, it's also quite hard for me to not like code switch
and speak like a Filipino.
Yeah, you know, English. Like trying to speak like this.
Yeah,
and slowing down and putting on an accent just to try and fit in, maybe to try to be more understandable.
Pronounce your R's more.
Pronounce my R's more. Put inflections in different parts of the world.
But what was it like growing up? Because your parents are both Filipinos, grew up in the Philippines. Mm. I would assume that they were from a generation where ako yung nanay mo, ako yung tatay mo. I mean, mama mo, your dad, I knew best for you. Was it like that, or was it like bahala ka? Like Aussie way, now you're old enough to decide for yourself.
I think they were like, you know, they had their ways, and there definitely is a part of them that is, yeah, I know best for you. I also think that they were trying to assimilate, right? So they
so it was like nasa Australia na tayo, iba na yung panahon. It's another world.
Yes, that's right. Like
so
I remember
it worked for you.
Yeah, I guess so. I came out okay. I remember being like having my girlfriend, like my first ever girlfriend, who was Australian. She's white, and eating at her house with her family, and chicken wings was one of the dishes. And so I picked up my fork and spoon and started eating the chicken with some rice. And everyone stopped and looked at me. And my girlfriend said, "Oh, my boyfriend eats chicken with a spoon." And then after that, I really looked at myself. And this, I was 17 years old, and I remember thinking, I don't know how to eat with a knife. Like I swap hands every time I'm eating. And so these are like, yeah, little
things. Don't worry,
things.
I still do that.
Right? But then there's this expectation of, you know, you go to a restaurant and they give you the knife on the left.
Yeah,
right.
But
I still don't know, but this you know, I can remember like parents being like, when we go out to restaurants and things,
we go to restaurants where there's a spoon and a fork.
Please. That's what I want. Yeah.
But like it's one of those things, right? Mm. Using a fork, like to eat with your fork in a Filipino family. That's very rare. Just a fork.
Yeah.
Because I remember when my children were growing up, I had to teach them how to eat with a spoon and a fork. Because they grew up here and, you know, in school, they don't teach you that.
No.
So growing up, you knew how to divide or put your life in a box.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But to the detriment of not opening up to what is outside of the box, right?
So when did you decide?
When I became an artist, I guess. I mean, you could argue that I was always an artist. But when I really got immersed in the arts world, when I was 31, so only 8 years ago, I did a show with some great theatre makers. And that was when, you know, they said, well, what do you want to be called? You said this before. Like, and that's such an interesting question, one that's very rarely asked because, you know, especially at school, they see your name on a piece of paper before they see you. So they're always going to read your name out before they ask you what your name is. And, and so these theatre makers asked me what I wanted to be called. And that was the first time that I decided to start calling myself John Mark again. So it's only 8 years ago. And that, I can't remember why I'm telling this story.
When you decided to reclaim.
When I decided. So, yeah. But I also remember being 27, and starting to be aware of my Filipino-ness, and starting to research and investigate that cultural identity more. Assimilation only works so far till you look in a mirror and you see what the rest of the world sees. And my nose is flatter than theirs, and my cheeks are puffier than theirs are. My skin's darker.
You don't grow muscles like them.
I don't grow muscles like them, and no matter how much I try.
How many times you go to the gym?
That's right. That's right. And it's assimilation gets me so far, and it got me into some rooms that I know a lot of people can't get into. I've got 2 degrees. I've got, I was the co-CEO of a youth arts organization. I performed on many stages and I've had a great career. But I'm not white and I can't get into other spaces because I'm not. And that's really interesting. It's also some power in that to know what I am capable of, even though I look like, and sound like this.
There was a point in my life when I decided I had to remind my children that they're not Australian.
Mm.
Because growing up, they went to a white-dominated school, an Italian school.
Yeah.
So it was mostly Anglos. And one time my son said, "I'm Australian." And I said, "No, you're not.
Mm.
You're Filipino-Australian. Mm. You're Filipino first before you're an Australian." And I said, What do you mean? I said, "Both your parents are Pinoy, so your ethnicity is Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Your identity is Filipino-Australian. Australian because you were born here and you live here." "Oh, so why?" And he said, "Look at the color of your skin."
Yeah, first and foremost.
Because that was the easiest thing. And
yeah.
He said, "You eat rice every day."
Yeah.
And so when my son said that, I felt like I was really hurt because a part of my identity was being erased in his life.
Yeah.
And both his parents were Pinoy, are Pinoy. And it's like, so I felt like I had to do a conscious effort. So
growing up
in the 90s and seeing the world change, Australia change into the 2000s, in hindsight, what do you think changed?
What do I think changed? I think the strong
coming here, I remember assimilation, melting pot, and then into the late 2000s, celebrate your diversity.
That's what I was going to say. The conversation around diversity and the people. I'm not the one that starts that conversation, but the people that came before me of your generation, of the generations before that, that fought for diversity to be at the front of the conversation. I think my generation really started to yell it. There were people that were absolutely flying the flag beforehand and did a lot of groundwork. And then this generation started to go, no. If you look at what Australia looks like, if you look at society, our stages, our screens, our media should reflect the true Australia. And we're classified as minority groups, but there are so many of us here. There's so many people of color. There's so many amazing cultures, and that should be celebrated and that should be talked about in those spaces.
So we will be doing more talking about you more.
Great.
And on stage as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see you soon again.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat, John Mark Desenganyo.
Thank you so much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.